On Twitter for instant reaction at Justin Acri 7 and Pat Bradley 22. Now, back to Justin Acri and Pat Bradley.
Ozark Mountain Mama is calling.
Welcome back to Jim's Razorback Pizza. Justin Acri, Pat Bradley, Matty T holding it down back in the Fury Electric studio. I also want to give a tip of the cap to Landis, who is one of our interns. He's in from Harding University, Pat, which my wife graduated from a couple of years ago. And boy, what a hard-working fella who came out last night and was helping us out. Wednesday's Out West, a huge success. Got to thank Burt Black Service Company for helping us out and sponsoring the event. It was a great fundraiser for ALS. I also want to thank Barry Brandt and the folks from KETV. My man Rich Newman, photographer extraordinaire.
Richie New.
Out there last night, had a good time. Appreciate them coming out and helping raise awareness about ALS. And we raised some money, had some fun, and our buddy Roger Arnold played last night as well. That guy is good as gold, I'm telling you right now. We sang a little duet, Pat.
Yeah, I saw that.
And by that, I mean he played his guitar, and I made up words to a song that I didn't know the words to. So
that's, what was the song supposed to be?
It was Stuck on You. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose, I think is what it is.
I know he appreciated you singing that, too.
Well, and I made it up. I made up some words. Anyway.
There
is a coach in California, La Mirada, California.
Oh, yeah, sure. I love it. Times.
That's one of my favorite Miradas is La Mirada. La Mirada High School.
La Mirada.
There is a coach named Kim Brooks. Kim Brooks.
We dealing with a female or a male?
This is a dude for the baseball team. His name is Kim Brooks, and he's very angry after a baseball game that did not go the way that he had hoped. And he made it very clear, and I'm going to guess, and Matty T, if you disagree, feel free to jump in at any point. I'm going to guess that he has gone off on his players in a profane manner prior to this particular rant. Otherwise, nobody would have had the forethought to record him during a profane rant.
They've definitely been through this a time or two.
So what you're telling me, it's not an isolated incident.
That would be my guess. Now, that is conjecture, admittedly. But I don't know why a player would record a coach in a post-game discussion unless he has, on occasion, gone off in a profane manner.
Okay, so this is the varsity high school coach out in somewhere Cali.
La Mirada, California, right. La Mirada High.
Okay.
Okay. So this audio got out, and this dude, not only is he profane, not only is he an angry man, but he is relentless. This is the longest.
Persistent.
We're only going to play about 3 minutes of it, but it is about, what does it matter? Almost 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's over
15
minutes.
I don't know how a player
long.
Doesn't get up and go, you know what, bro, enough. I'm out. Because I would have. I mean, I've had coaches yell at me and cuss at me. I've never had a 15 or 20 minute rant. I don't have the
so, and
I got ADD, bro. I can't sit still for that.
They're perfectly quiet. I mean, every once in a while you hear somebody, you know, clear their throat, but
I mean, I ain't got time for that.
You know what, coach? I think they've tuned you out. I mean, if you don't hear a peep, they probably are entertained by your rants, or they tuned you out totally. Which I got an interesting story about Greg Popovich and his players tuning him out.
I know. He's awesome. Okay, so, Matty T, give me set up this first clip for me. What do we got?
This is actually just the very beginning of the whole rant. So
they lost the game, I'm guessing?
they lost the game.
They won. They won by 10 runs?
A 10-run rule. They only played like 5 innings. It was all good. No.
I've been here for a long time, and I will tell you, that was probably the most pathetic baseball game I've ever seen a group play. I saw work your heart! You all great, you won the St. Paul tournament, so that means you come out and look like today? Every one of you! That team is struggling to get into the playoffs. They're in Division II. They're in third place. They got two teams that are kicking the out of them. You didn't even just throw your... You are all pathetic! Offense! Defense! Pitching! Back the fuck! I'm gonna knock the fucking ball out of the park! Fucking Papa! Running! Now looking at the third base coach! That was embarrassing! I told you there was one thing that makes the difference between Harvard and other schools! The one reason we compete with teams bigger and better than us is our heart! Where the fuck was that? Bunch of fucking prima donnas!
Prima donnas.
Hey, I'll give him this. He cares. I don't know if he cares about winning, yelling.
That's definitely some sort of passion from somewhere.
But he cares. The guy's got passion about something.
This is passion.
Maybe he's got kidney stones. Or the kids didn't know. He's just really mad. He just had to yell. Remember Tommy had him? He wasn't a very happy camper.
That's a good point. Maybe that's it.
He wasn't a happy camper at all.
What else we got?
I told you there was one thing that makes the difference between Harvard and other schools. The one reason we compete with teams bigger and better than us is our heart. Where the f*** was that? Bunch of f***ing prelatonists. You're not going anywhere. I got a pitcher pounding down the f***ing mound. I got an infield that can't f***ing get in front of a f***ing goddamn ground ball. I got an outfield that f***ing can't f***ing catch a fly ball or pick out a ground ball. That's a playoff team, a third place team, that's going to knock you out in the first f***ing round. You just got a f***ing preview. That was their fourth f***ing pitcher. They had a big series against Upland this week. They threw their guys against Upland. No, we can't be patient. We can't sit back and f***ing drill the son of a bitch. No, we want to f***ing try to hit a f***ing. Oh, wow, look at that ball. Well, when you're down 8 to 1 or whatever the f***ing mark, we need f***ing hits. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Honestly, God, you don't deserve to wear that. It's pathetic. And you got to own it. We got too many me guys. You got too many of what am I doing? I don't give a f*** what you do. What I give a f*** about is what the team does.
That's right.
Okay, here's my big problem with that.
Okay.
He just contradicted himself. He just said, we're playing against better teams. We got to play with bleeping, bleeping, bleeping more heart.
Right.
Then he goes on to say, the infield sucks. The outfield sucks. The pitching sucks. The catching sucks.
He didn't say the pitching sucks. He said the pitcher pouted on the mound.
The pitcher pouts. The catcher pouts. Everybody sucks. But are they supposed to win with heart, sir? Or are they supposed to win with talent,
No,
sir?
Then he said, I don't care about heart. You got to play
with talent. Play with talent. I mean, come on, coach.
He is.
Coach. Maybe he's confusing the kids.
Oh, you've never gotten so out of you've never gotten so mad that you confused
coach,
yourself.
Coach, you want to play with heart or you want to play with talent?
Oh,
I can't control talent.
I'm telling you, okay? I've gone off with my 14-year-old, not by swearing like that, where I get so confused because I'm so mad at something stupid he did.
He's spinning around in circles.
And I know he's just sitting there going, you're like a Tasmanian idiot. You don't even know what you're talking about. Okay, final clip here. What we got?
This is definitely the best one. It's the
oh my gosh, it gets better.
I would say as far as getting so angry that you get confused, you can definitely see that's what happens.
This is confusion.
Go on! You got one goal! Win the Suburban League! Two! Get in the playoffs and make a run! This is how you prepare for the playoffs! And this is what we get. You make a mistake, learn from it. Don't go back out and make the same goddamn mistake again. You have a shit bet, learn from the motherfucker, and don't repeat the same goddamn thing again. If you're pitching, make a correction. Everything that we did 2 days ago, we were lucky. We played three lucky games in a row.
Getting
from what
tired.
I saw today. I'm sorry that you used to vacation and had to play baseball. There's some f***ing kids and children in the hospital that would have f***ing given anything to be able to walk and be out there. It's an honor and privilege to play for this program. If you don't get it, f***ing get out. Get the f*** out. That's the way it's been, and that's the way it's going to be until I f***ing die.
Dump button, dump button, dump button, dump button. Sorry, dump button.
Oops.
In your defense, there were a lot of...
Sorry.
I was in that room. What happened?
In your defense, there were a lot of bad words to catch in that round.
I missed one. Sorry.
The bleep button was...
You might want to go ahead and
Okay, all right, real quick.
Dive.
First of all, Coach, I'd rather be lucky than good, okay?
That's part of it.
We were lucky 3 days ago. Coach, that's good.
Here's the thing. If you resort to the Children's Hospital blast about how kids at Children's Hospital, or that's like when my kids don't finish their plate and I say they're kids in starving countries that would love to have that cheeseburger that you're not interested in.
Hey, I can almost feel for them.
Desperate.
It's tough to coach effort. You understand what I'm saying? It's tough to push buttons on 16-year-old kids. And it sucks to play on vacation. Everybody knows these kids are 16. Mm-hmm. They're thinking about this, that, the girl. They're thinking about video games. Vacation games are tough when you're in high school.
I don't disagree.
It's the name of the game, bro.
You know what's easy? Whacking a whole pile of Jim's Razorback pizza wings, and I'm excited. We got a whole basket in front of us.
What did he say? He'll stop coaching when he what?
I didn't catch that.
Something about I'm dying, I think.
It was all running together on me. I just was so great.
I was so
I got to be honest. My heart is racing so fast right now, and it's not because I've drank 7 cups of coffee, although I have.
Your old friend
hits the F-bomb. I wouldn't run through a wall for that.
Did you know that Gravely does more than just provide the public with the best gall darn mower?